Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode. So for this week, I wanted to talk about exposing the narcissist. So this is exposing the narcissist for who they really are and wanting to expose them to other people. So wanting others to see the things that you have seen. Now, if you've ever been around a narcissist or someone that has hurt you or betrayed you or lied to you or, you know, tried to abuse you at work, it is very common amongst people that have gone through narcissistic abuse to want to expose them and wanting others to see the person that you saw. And the reason why most people from that have been narcissistically abused want to expose the narcissist is because they can play this character to the outside world that they're a great person, that they're a great guy, that they're a great girl, that they're sweet and lovely, that they're just a good citizen, that they're a great worker. You know, they're so likable. They're so charming. They're the life of the party. So since this person is so good at playing this character and it infuriates you that you're seeing sides of this person, you're seeing this narcissist for who they really are, right? Like you're seeing the dysfunction, you're seeing the abuse, you're seeing the threats, the manipulation, the lies, the cheats, everything. You're seeing all of this. So, and no one else is seeing it. Everyone just believes that this person is the victim or this person is an angel or a good person. And so I hear it so often from people, you know, I want to tell their new source of supply, or I want to expose them on social media, or it's so frustrating that they're pretending to live this life and they're really not this person. All of that is completely, completely valid. So for this episode, I want to go over some things, some tips to help you with your own self throughout that process, you know, throughout this process of wanting so badly to expose this person and the things that you can do to really let go of that. And also things that while you're working on this stuff to let go of that yourself, things that just will naturally happen with this narcissist. So if you really want to expose someone for who they are, these are the things that you need to work on. And it always starts with yourself. You know, I always say everything in life starts with you. If you, whatever you want in life, it has to come from you first. So if you want to expose someone, the stuff that I'm going to talk about, it is all about you. The stuff that you have to do, the stuff that you have to work on within yourself to expose this person for who they really are. So one of the first things that I want to go over, and this is something that a lot of people struggle with, is, and it's not going to be the first thing that you want to hear, but it is the reality of life. There are some people that may never see this person for who they really are because they believe the lies. They don't see this person as being manipulative. They don't see this person as being abusive. They are at a different point in their journey. And so they're not where you are. They don't see the things that you're seeing because they're taking all of the abuse. So that's something that we really have to come to terms with. We have to accept that not everyone is going to see this person for who we have seen them to be. You know, we have seen the threats and the manipulation and the abuse, and, you know, verbal abuse. We've seen all of these abusive tactics that the narcissist has used on us. It doesn't mean that they're using this on every single person. Doesn't mean that they're going to use it on their next victim. And their next victim or a friend or a family member or a coworker, again, at a different point in their journey and also has a different dynamic with this narcissist. So not everyone is going to have the relationship that you had with this person. So the only person that will really, without the narcissist really exposing themselves, the only person that'll really ever see this abuse, the dysfunction, everything, is another victim. So I hear very often from people on, I get a lot of messages on social media about this, and especially when it comes to their, you know, the narcissist's next source of supply, you know, their new girlfriend, their new boyfriend, the new person that they're seeing, and the victim is struggling because I want to expose this person. I want their new girlfriend or boyfriend to see that this person isn't the great guy, isn't the great girl. And, you know, a lot of that is your own ego. It's like, because you've been hurt, because you've been wounded, you want to expose this person. And again, I totally understand that. But in order to really expose someone for who they are, you have to let go of the need of wanting to do it. Because all you're doing is really wasting your own time, your own energy on something that no longer has anything to do with you. So don't worry so much about really what other people are thinking, because like I said, people are going to think whatever they want to think. They're going to believe whatever they want to believe. But the people that are closest to you know the situation for what really happened. They know who you are. So you have to really work on letting go of the need of wanting to expose this person. So the next thing is you have to focus on yourself. So you need to keep being who you are. Don't turn into a person that you're not. Don't turn into someone that's bitter and angry. Don't, you know, that's not who you are. So don't become something that you're not. You know, you need to move on from the abuse. And you need to be able to get to a place where you no longer care about the smear campaigns. You no longer care about what the narcissist is saying about you, that it's completely irrelevant. Because when you care so much and you want to prove to the world, hey, I'm not this person that the narcissist is making me out to be. And how can that person even say that when they've done this, this, and this? When you come from that place, that means that you're not secure with yourself, that you feel the need that you need to prove to the world that you're the good person, that you're the victim. And the more you try fighting that, the more you're actually exposing, you know, that you're the quote crazy one or that you're the angry one. You're basically proving the narcissist's point. So if you can learn to hold on to yourself and say, you know what, regardless of what this person is saying about me, I know who I am, and what they say is completely irrelevant because I'm going to keep being me. And the more you keep being who you are, the more you're proving that what the narcissist is saying about you is actually wrong. So you're helping the situation. So when you let go of the need, when you let go of, I don't care about what they're saying about me. They can say whatever they want and people can believe whatever they want. When you get to that place, it's so, so freeing and it's so healthy because you know who you are and you're not controlled by and you're not insecure and your self-esteem isn't affected because someone else wants to create a story about you that isn't true or that the narcissist wants to label themselves as the victim and you're the problem. You no longer care about those things because again, they're completely irrelevant. When we want something to happen so badly in life, right? We want to expose this person. We want to meet a great partner. When we want something so badly that we try to force it to happen, it almost never happens. We never get the result that we wanted to get. But when you let go of the need of wanting to control what people are thinking about this person or control what they're thinking about you and you just let go, that's when you start getting results. And it's the same thing in life. When I talk about manifestation, when I talk about, you know, attracting a great partner, attracting a great job, yes, all of those things, the thoughts you think every single day and, you know, positivity and all of that stuff and working on yourself and knowing what you want in a partner and all of those things are so, so important. But when I talk about manifesting, the very last thing in order to really bring something that you want to fruition is letting go of control. You have to let go. You have to say, okay, I've done all the work and now I need to let go in order to bring what you want into your own reality. And it's no different here. You have to trust the process. You have to trust that people will eventually see this person for who they really are. And again, if they don't, that's okay. Because like I said, everyone is on a different journey. Everyone is at a different point in their journey. And some people are willing to take the abuse and others aren't. But the people that are really healthy, that get it, they're going to see the situation for what it really is. And the people that want to believe the smoke and mirrors and people that, you know, want to believe the manipulation and don't think that this person is, you know, someone that is not well, then that's okay. They can think that because that's where they are on their journey and that's okay. The next thing, and this is really, really important, if you're getting to a place where you want to expose a narcissist, right? You want others to see this person for who they are, and you're working on yourself, and you're letting go of the need of wanting to expose this person, and you're just focusing on your own self and your own happiness. Really, what this is about. When you focus on yourself and say, my happiness is the number one priority. I need to make sure that my vibration is in a good state all the time. And I'm going to take responsibility for how I feel. When you get to that place, the things that you want to have happen start actually happening. And when you let go of that need and you say, you know what? I don't care what this person says about me. I don't care about the smear campaigns. I know who I am. I'm going to keep being me. And I'm going to trust that people will eventually see the situation for what it really is. When you trust that process, that's so powerful. But aside from just trusting that process, one of the things that you really have to do, and this is really true if you still have to deal with this narcissist. So whether it's someone that you work with, whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend that maybe you share, you know, other friends with and you can't avoid them, someone that you have to co-parent with, whatever the situation is, just someone, a narcissist that you can't avoid. The first thing, one of the other things that you have to do is you absolutely have got to work on your self-esteem. So when you're coming out of any relationship with a narcissist, whether it's a coworker, whether it's someone you were in a romantic relationship with, married to, when you leave that relationship, there's a process that you have to go through that's much different than a normal ending of a relationship, ending of a friendship, ending of a marriage. And the grief process we all have to go through, especially when we end relationships with romantic partners, but at the end of the grief process comes the rebuilding process. And it's much deeper and heavier when you're dealing with someone who's gone through narcissistic abuse. So you have got to work on your self-esteem. If you know I'm about to start going toe-to-toe with a narcissist, you better have your game face on. You have to be able to know what you're about to go up against because you know what this person is capable of because you've seen it. And it's at times probably going to get a lot worse. It always gets a lot worse before it can get a lot better. So you have to know what you're about to go up against and that this is not a normal person you're going to be dealing with. This is someone who is completely difficult, completely unreasonable, controlling, manipulative, threatening, someone that can say the most hurtful things and cut you at your knees, say the things that you yourself could never even think of, let alone say. So you have to know this before you get in the ring with this person. So you have to know what they're capable of. You have to also, and by knowing what they're capable of, that means you have to have really educated yourself on narcissism. Now again, someone doesn't need to be a full-blown narcissist. Someone can just have a lot of narcissistic tendencies, right? And they could be really abusive, but not be someone that has narcissistic personality disorder. So that's irrelevant. You just have to know what people are capable of. So when you have educated yourself on this person, on this personality disorder, and you know what really this person could possibly do to you, when you know that I know exactly what this person says to push my buttons, I know exactly what they say to try to cut me at my knees. When you know all of this stuff about this person, it's easy for you to start practicing having that thicker skin because you know it's coming. And it doesn't mean that it's not going to hurt. And that's when we go back and we love ourselves and we parent ourselves, we remind ourselves of who we are. But you have to be able to have thick skin around this person. You have to know and make sure that any internal wounds that you have, that they're healed. Or maybe if not they're fully healed, that you at least know where they are and you're able to control yourself when that narcissist is going to pick at that scab and make it bleed again. So you have to know that stuff about yourself. You have to try to heal as much as you possibly can, and you have to know what this person is capable of and know that they're able to cut you at your knees at times, and you can't allow it to happen. You have to know that this person is not going to play fair, and you have to just be aware of that in every single interaction. So you're no longer having interactions with this person and being a normal person and exposing yourself and being vulnerable and telling stories and sharing things. This is now almost like you're going to war and you have to have your game face on and you have to know, okay, I limit the conversation. I don't say too much. I get right to the point and then I walk away and then I leave that interaction. So the next thing is, and this is really, it's simple and it's basic, and I'm going to go into a little bit of it, but it's so important when you're dealing with this type of a person, especially if you want to get to the point where they start exposing themselves for who they really are, is you have to set boundaries. More importantly than setting the boundary, you have to know how to enforce it. Most people, they don't struggle with boundary setting. I mean, some people do. They have very, very poor boundaries. But most often, people don't struggle with the boundaries. They struggle with enforcing them. And there are many reasons why people struggle with enforcing boundaries. But for the sake of this, what you have to know is enforcing them shows who you really are. It shows your strength. It shows your self-worth. It shows that I'm not going to tolerate any behavior, because a narcissist does not care about a boundary. So the boundary that you're really setting is really pointless when it comes to a narcissist. It's not when you're dealing with a normal human being that says, hey, I respect you and this is the boundary you're setting and I'm going to respect that boundary and I really love and care about you, so I'm going to do what you're asking because, again, I love and respect you. A narcissist does not care about the boundary that you're setting, they're setting. They're going to test the waters. They're going to test that boundary time and time again. And if you're not really stern with your boundaries and you know how to enforce them right away with a narcissist, then this is not going to work. You're never going to expose this person for who they really are. So really getting a narcissist to expose themselves to others, you know, if you're dealing with someone, maybe you're co-parenting and you have to go to court in the court system or at work, where you're really going to get this person to expose the abusive behavior, the threats, the manipulation, all the things that you've seen, you know, all the things that have happened behind closed doors. If you want that to be exposed to the world, then this is the thing that's going to allow you to do it. And it's enforcing your boundaries. So now every situation is completely different depending on the relationship that you have with the person. But what I always tell people is, you have to know when the abuse starts. You have to have educated yourself so much on the tactics that a narcissist uses. You have to have educated yourself so much on what does manipulation look like? What does threatening look like? What does verbal abuse look like? You know, what does passive aggressive behavior look like? What does gaslighting look like? If you don't know all those things, if you don't know what abuse really looks like, then you won't ever be able to set boundaries. And if you haven't worked on yourself and worked on that self-esteem and worked on not fearing confrontation, learning how to stand up for yourself, learning, you know, how to tell someone what you think and how you feel calmly, if you haven't done any of that work, you're not going to be able to do this part, because you have to know when someone's threatening you and you have to not be able to react to it. The next thing that I want to talk about, so the boundaries in the enforcing them, they really intertwine with the next thing, and that's responding versus reacting. I cannot tell you how important it is to learn how to respond to people versus reacting to people. And it's something that, again, I've talked about on my channel. It's something I've talked to constantly with clients, because you have to learn how to control your emotional state. And this is true of not just dealing with abusive people, but really dealing with anyone. When you're constantly reacting to life, that is a very unhealthy way of approaching people and approaching life. When you learn how to respond, you'll be so surprised at what comes of that, because you've learned how to hold on to yourself. That shows confidence. That shows I know who I am, I know what I want, I know what I think, and I'm able to communicate that with you in a healthy way where I'm stating something calmly and I'm not reacting at all. I have no attitude, no negativity, I'm not passive aggressive. I'm just stating facts matter-of-factly to you. That's self-empowerment. That's being able to love yourself. And that's really telling someone what you think and how you feel in a healthy way. If you learn how to communicate with a narcissist in a healthy way for your own self, right? Telling someone calmly, reacting to the behavior, saying, you're starting to threaten me now and I'm no longer engaging in this conversation, or I don't like the fact that I feel like I'm being manipulative and I won't stand for it any longer, and enforcing that boundary, that is really going to boost your self-esteem, and it's also going to set the tone and start educating this narcissist on who you are now. So maybe you used to be a different person that was very bendable and had poor boundaries and didn't know how to enforce them and took on the abuse, or maybe when they were abusive to you, you reacted so emotionally and then you were made out to be the crazy one or the bitter one or the angry one or the one that has issues, and then they sat back calmly watching while you just reacted and reacted, and that's exactly what a narcissist wants. So when you can come to the table and you can calmly talk to this person and show them the abusive behavior that they're starting to expose, then that's the best thing that you can do for yourself, because that not only infuriates the narcissist, which, yeah, that feels great for a moment, but it controls your state. And you're no longer entangled in a big, dramatic, negative mess with this person. Remember, responding to a narcissist drives them crazy because they want the reaction. They feed off the drama. They feed off the negativity. It makes them feel important. So they literally need that to survive. So just like they need positive supply, you know, enablers, feeding their ego or feeding that like inner emptiness that they have, negative attention does the same exact thing. So this is why responding versus reacting is so amazing, and it's healthy because it diffuses the narcissist. They don't know what to do after this, because especially if you've always been the person that reacts. So if you've always been the reactor and all of a sudden you're no longer arguing with them and you're no longer wanting them to see your side and prove them wrong, and oh my God, how can you think this? Like, this is so ridiculous. You know, what you did was so selfish, and you're fighting that. When you stop fighting that and you just state what you need, how you feel, and that this is what's going to happen, and you keep enforcing it, things really, really start to change in your dynamic with this person and exposing them. Remember, when you're responding, they no longer have anything to hold against you. And that's what you want. You want to get down to the facts. You don't want to have anything that they can expose you as being the crazy one, the unreasonable one, you know, the one that's so emotional all the time. You don't want to have any of that against you. So when you no longer fight what they're saying, it is not only freeing for you and healthy for you and allows you to control your own state in your vibration, which feels amazing, but it drives the other person crazy, and that's what you want. And it also teaches you how to be able to detach emotionally from an abuser. And that's the best thing you can do. That's creating the wall around yourself that I always like to say. And you have to learn how to create that wall, not just with an abuser, but sometimes with anyone. You have to be able to learn how to detach yourself emotionally from situations. So like I said, when you're responding versus reacting, you're no longer looking like the irrational person, but actually looking like the healthy one. And this is where the narcissist begins to crumble. So you needing, you know, your need of wanting to expose them for who they really are is no longer a desire for you. It's no longer something that you need to have happen, because your main concern, what you need to have happen, is you need to be in a good state. You need to feel good in every single moment. And in order to do that, these are the things that you have to do. And by doing these things that are actually focusing on yourself first, you also get what you desire in return. So after doing all of this work, how does this person actually expose themselves? So, okay, Steph, I'm doing all this work. I'm working on myself. I'm calm. I'm responding, not reacting. I'm enforcing boundaries. You know, I'm limiting my contact with this person. I'm staying true to who I am, and I'm not getting angry or bitter. And my need for really wanting this person to expose themselves is starting to subside. It's starting to fade away. But how do they actually expose themselves? So when this happens, when you've done all of this work, what starts to happen with this narcissist, with this abuser, is they become very childlike. This is when the tantrums start. And this is when the abuse starts to actually really kick in. Now, when the harassment, the threats, manipulation, verbal abuse happens, you're still good to go. You've still worked on yourself so much that you know how to handle all of this. So you just sit back and you watch it happen, because normally what's happened is when all of this stuff has taken place, the harassment, the threats, manipulation, verbal abuse, you've either responded or you've become so fearful and you've tightened up and you've caved and you've given the narcissist what they want. And that no longer happens because you know how to take care of yourself. So you know how to handle all of this abuse. And again, this is not easy stuff. This is not stuff that, you know, all of a sudden you're going to become a brick, hard as nails, and you're going to be able to take all this stuff. No, you're going to have moments where this person has beat you down so badly, and you might have a day where you need to recoup from all of this. And especially if you have to deal with this narcissist on a very frequent basis. But the more you take this abuse, you take this harassment, okay, this manipulation, these threats, and you learn how to really deal with it, when I tell you it's not easy, don't get me wrong, but it will build such a muscle within yourself of you being able to not only handle certain situations in a really healthy way and learn how to really take care of yourself also in the process, but you're building that confidence muscle. You're building that no matter what anyone tries to do to you, that they can never break you. And that is such a powerful thing to learn. And I always say, sometimes the people that teach you the best lessons in life are the people that treat you like shit. Basically, the people that treat you the worst in life sometimes are your greatest teachers, if you can see the lesson in it. And learning how to deal with this harassment, the manipulation, all of these things, all the backlash that's going to happen because this person's starting to throw tantrums and act childlike because they're not getting what they want. When you see this for what it really is, when you see, wow, you're actually just a toddler that's pouting in the corner, stomping your feet because you're not getting your way, it starts to help you a little bit better. It makes things a lot easier because now you're seeing this person for who they really are. I mean, you've always known this, but you're seeing this such childlike behavior, and other people start seeing it as well. And you start to realize, wow, all the work, all the heartache, all the stuff that I had to go through, all those difficult times, all that time where I had to like not fear confrontation and stand up for myself, all that work that I had to do, it's paying off because look, this person's starting to crumble now. They're starting to lose their cool. They're not as confident as they once were when they, you know, initially would throw a threat our way and we would cave because we would become fearful. We no longer live in fear. We know who we are. We know how to handle this type of abuse, and we're not tolerating it anymore. And the more you stand firm, the more it's just like a bully. The more you stand firm, the more that bully just kind of walks away because they know you're not an egg that they can crack any longer. Now, the reason why this childlike behavior starts to happen is something called a narcissistic injury, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard. So basically, you have bruised that ego. You have not given the narcissist what they want, and now you're going to suffer. So this is why all of that harassment, threats, manipulation, all of this abuse starts coming. This is where the backlash starts to come. It's basically, like I said, a child that's not getting their way and is throwing a temper tantrum. Now, while this abuse is not something I know that you would want to sign up for, I do think that this behavior is what starts to eventually expose this person for who they really are, because they're not capable of respecting boundaries, and they're not capable of being okay with not getting what they want because they don't know how to fill themselves up inside. So just keep holding on to yourself throughout this process. You practice that self-love. You learn how to love yourself. Practice self-parenting. You know, keep practicing enforcing boundaries. And you know, when the boundaries are getting broken, what do you do about it? Practicing that stuff. All of this is practice, practice, practice. Practice not fearing confrontation, not fearing standing up for yourself. And every single time you have to engage with this person, know, okay, this is a test. This is a test of my emotional toughness, my mental toughness. My main concern is holding on to myself, educating yourself on narcissism, educating yourself on what this person is capable of, you know, disengaging from the abuse when it happens. That's the most important, one of the most important things that you can ever do with anyone. When you feel like the abuse is happening, when the threatening is happening, you no longer need to be in the ring with this person trying to get this person to see that what they're doing is abusive. That's completely irrelevant. The first thing you do is you just say, I'm not going to take this anymore. You're speaking to me in a tone that I don't like, or whatever the case is, and you disengage. When you learn how to respond, not react, that's the one of the best things that you can do for yourself in any relationship, because it diffuses the other person. So once you understand that their behavior is about them and that it has nothing to do with you, and that it's all about the emptiness that's inside of them, the fragile ego, the insecurity, and again, that this is just toddler tantrum behavior, you'll be able to learn how to manage yourself a lot better. And when you manage yourself better, then you start exposing this person for who they really are. So remember, if you really want to expose a narcissist to other people, you want to expose them for who you know that they are, the first thing you have to do is work on yourself. So I hope that these tips have kind of helped you to gain the strength and the clarity to understand the things that you need to do to get yourself into a better place in order to go toe-to-toe with this person. If you guys have any questions, please reach out, and I will see you next time. So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.